Magandang tanghali! Alamin ang mga serbisyong para sa atin at serbisyong maaaring ibalik sa ating pamantasang hirang. Kasamang UP Office of the Vice Chancellor for Community Affairs. Dito sa Radyo Ble, at your service!
Magandang tanghali sa inyong lahat at ito na ang programang Radyo Ble at your service. Ang programang ito ay hatid sa inyo ng DZUP 1602 at syempre ng Office of the Vice Chancellor for Community Affairs. Sa tanghaling ito ay hindi natin makakasama si Vice Chancellor Nestor Castro, ngunit kasama niyo pa rin po ako, ang inyong co-host, si Faith Navarro. At hindi lang po ako nag-iisa ngayong Tuesday ng tanghali, dahil sa pangatlong pagkakataon ay may makakasama tayong student organization. Tama ba? Student organization ito?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ang UP Bike Share. Magandang tanghali sa inyong dalawa. Kahit na third time na ng UP Bike Share dito sa DZUPI, tama ba? First time nyo naman sa DZUP.
Yes, we're so happy to be here.
Welcome! You're all welcome dito. At maraming salamat din sa pagbibigay ng oras kahit na finals week na ngayon. At syempre, makakasama natin sa ating mikropono si Andre Gutierrez mula sa College of Architecture. Yes, at si Sarah Yanko mula sa Business Administration. Magandang tanghali sa inyong dalawa. At simulan na natin itong usapan natin. Ano ba ang UP Bike Share?
Okay, so basically UP Bike Share is a student organization that focuses on the interest of transportation. So we'd like to focus on creating a bike sharing system for UP. Basically, we were inspired, or our founding members were inspired by the students' lack of mobility within campus. Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, ang laki ng UP Diliman.
Layo-layo yung
mga
buildings.
How can we get students to places through transportation solutions? So yun, naisip namin, yung founders namin din, yung UP Bike Share.
Mm-hmm. So sino ba ang bumubuo ng UP Bike Share?
Okay. Right now, we're around 30 members. Tapos, ibang courses kami.
Mm-hmm.
And some are engineering, some are architecture, some are business administration and accountancy. And we came together because we share a common goal of building a better and cleaner transportation for the UP community.
Mm-hmm. Paano kayo na-invite to be part of UP Bike Share?
Our founder, Miguel Laperal from engineering, he had this dream to see the city differently.
Mm-hmm.
So, di ba, pag nasa kotse tayo, tapos nasa EDSA or nasa mga daan, iba yung pakiramdam. Parang detached tayo sa city natin. Pero pag nakabike ka, nararamdaman mo lahat. Nafe-feel mo na ito yung city mo.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya yung dream na yon napasa sa amin eh. And we believe in this dream of letting people feel their city and go to places.
Mm-hmm. To add lang to what Sarah said, it started out with Miggy's goal, yung president namin. And then, yung hatak niyang, I mean, people found out about it through overhearing from conversations, through common friends din. So, generally, people parang na-add din yung mga members ng bike share through friends and through common interest din. So, medyo nag-widen yung network. And what we look in sa bike share when inviting new people is what they can offer. That's why we're a bit proud na iba-iba kami ng course.
Mm-hmm.
So we can share our different backgrounds and contribute to bike share. We have people from EEE, yung electrical engineering, people from architecture, people from BA, and it's a collaborative effort kasi to create this whole new system based on our perspectives from different fields then.
Mm-hmm. So ang UP Bike Share, 'di ba? Hindi lang siya yung nagpapahiram, organization na nagpapahiram ng bikes. Ibang-iba yung UP Bike Share. Ano ba yung sistema nyo ng pagpapahiram ng mga bisikleta sa mga estudyante ng UP?
So, kung napapansin nyo sa UP, may mga red bikes na may label na UP Bike Share. Nakastasyon siya sa iba't ibang lugar, sa library, sa math building.
Dorms also.
Sa dorms din. At ang UP students pwedeng mag-sign up para sa orientation namin, road safety orientation. At yun, pinapaliwanag kung paano ba magbike sa loob ng UP at yung mga safety hazards. At pagkatapos nun, pwede na silang gumamit ng bikes namin. Mm-hmm. May group kami at every week we conduct a survey mm-hmm. to ensure the we also collect data kasi to improve the system.
Pero lahat ng processes na to UP students yung gumagawa, tama ba?
Yes, yung members ng UP Bike Share, mm-hmm. yun yung nagko-conduct ng system.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ang UP students na nag-sign up, yun yung makakagamit ng bike namin mm-hmm. for free.
So, paano ba maging part ng UP Bike Share? Yung hindi lang manghihiram ng bikes, pero yung makakapag-contribute dun sa innovations na gagawin ng UP Bike Share.
So, ever since the system started, we've been informally adding people mm-hmm. to our team. Pero there have been recent meetings already regarding official recruitment mm-hmm. since we're already close to becoming a student organization. And that recruitment will already be at the start of the SEM next year. Mm-hmm. So yung bagong school year na kumbaga. We'll have to release the application process and recruitment mm-hmm. process details pa.
Ano bang status ng UP Bike Share? Bakit parang almost a student organization pa lang siya ngayon?
We started kasi 2015. Mm-hmm. So it's relatively new. Mm-hmm. And we're a university arm of the Office of the Vice Chancellor.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still creating our processes mm-hmm. to be an eligible organization.
Alright. Pero ngayon kasi ang pinag-uusapan natin ay more about UP Bike Share. Pero let's talk about you as individuals. Paano ba nagsimula yung passion nyo to have this advocacy sa bike sharing? Sino gusto mo una?
Oh, kami as individuals. Oh, wow. Okay. Ako personally, well, yung personal story ko, I started to learn how to ride a bike sa first year college lang.
So, lately lang.
So very recent. Oh, I'm a third year student mm-hmm. right now. So, ayun, wala pang 3 years. And then I heard about UP Bike Share. I thought mm-hmm. it was I heard about it online only actually. Hindi ko alam kung sino yung mga taong behind mm-hmm. the team. Pero apparently I knew someone there and I said I wanted to contribute, especially siguro on the promotion side personally mm-hmm. yeah. personally lang din. And as an architecture student, it's also somewhat related to community and urban planning din mm-hmm. So that's where I felt na I could contribute in terms of sharing knowledge and perspective din. So right now yun yung contribution ko and that's what inspired me mm-hmm. to enter Bike Share.
How about you, Sarah? Paano ka naman nakakontribute with your business administration perspective?
Yeah, actually, I'm graduating.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, a few more weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm part of other organizations in UP. Mm-hmm. And so passion ko talaga is to find a greater purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing about Bike Share through common friends, mm-hmm. and it's such a good idea, but it also offer such a big goal. Now, some people might think it's scary, but it's also inspiring to work with people who believe in something greater than ourselves. So, yung pagiging business ad ko, na-apply ko siya sa pag-organize ng events mm-hmm. and my marketing skills. But I also, like, kasi kami sa UP Bike Share, we're not all, like, hardcore cyclists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We
pero meron.
Pero meron, like mm-hmm. some people join like races, pero kami, like I know how to bike and na-try ko kasi sa Korea to bike around the city. Mm-hmm. And that was something beautiful that I wish we can have here in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And sana before I graduate, like I was able to help this legacy begin.
Mm-hmm. Ano ba yung target ng UP Bike Share bago matapos ng academic year na to? Kasi di ba finals week na, mm-hmm. last push na para yes. sa lahat ng mm-hmm. processes. So ano yung targets nyo for the academic year?
For UP Bike Share?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, right now, we acquired 20 new bikes from our sponsor, DMCI. So mm-hmm. in totality, we have 40 bikes for the use of 100 bike share users. So since patapos na yung semester, I think we've reached our goals of having 2 PR events this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yung Sabay Lakbay at saka yung Lakbay to Love.
Pag-uusapan natin yan mamaya.
Oo. So, yun, marami na kaming nagawa for this year and mas marami pang future projects kaming gustong magawa in the coming year.
Mm-hmm. So, ano naman yung sineset nyo na target for the coming year?
So, right now, we'd like to, for the coming year, since close to becoming an organization na ang UP Bike Share, we're finally opening our team to recruitment. So, we'd mm-hmm. like to focus on getting quality members who share our advocacy.
Mahirap na quality members.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Who share our advocacy in UP Bike Share.
Mm-hmm.
Since a lot of us, if you don't know, a lot of us in the Bike Share team are third year, fourth year. So, malapit nang gumraduate. So, it's mm-hmm. nice to get continuity then, people to continue what we want for the university. And eventually, i-own na rin ng mga new members na yun. Na it's their vision personally mm-hmm. na rin.
At nabalitaan namin, kasi nga diba, kung hindi pa namin alam yung, hindi pa kami familiar din sa organization nyo, pwede kami pumunta sa Facebook page, tama ba? Saan pa ba pwedeng ma-access yung information about UP Bike Share?
So we have a like page. It's UP Bike Share. So just like it on Facebook. And then you'll see all our updates there, especially on the events. And sign-ups for potential bike share users mm-hmm. na rin.
Mm-hmm. Wala bang Twitter or other means of reaching UP Bike Share?
We'll release new platforms eventually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're
right now we're focused on the Facebook
like page. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Andre Gutierrez and Sarah Yanko. Pero hindi pa tayo iwanan ni Andre at ni Sarah. Mamaya sa pagbabalik natin dito sa Radio Oble at Your Service, itatanungin naman natin sila tungkol sa mga latest events na isinagawa ng kanilang organisasyon sa pagbabalik yan ng Radio Oble at Your Service sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Halika na pakinig sa DZUP 1602.
Tunog at tinig,
tula at titig,
pulso at pintig,
daloy at himig,
dangal at pagdibig.
Tunog at tinig ng Pilipinong tugtugin.
Ang Tunog at Tinig ay isang pangradyong music magazine hatid ng UP College of Music. Maririnig tuwing Miyerkules ikalima ng hapon dito sa DZUP. Kasali ka!
Last 2 minutes!
Hoy! Double time! Double effort! Guys, habol! Habol pa! Sasakay ka pa ng jeep! Nabiyahe ka pa! Lalakad ka pa ng ilang minuto! Bilis! Takbo! 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 Late ka na! Late!
Huwag lagi naghahabol ng oras. Ugaliing maging maaga para makaiwas sa abala. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Inaanyayahan ang lahat ng grade 9 at grade 10 high school students na lumahok sa isang makabuluhang pagtitipon ng mga kabataan para sa kalikasan, ang Young Eco Ambassadors Catalyst. Ito ay gaganapin sa June 1 to 3, 2016 sa University of the Philippines, Diliman. Para mag-apply, magtungo sa www.facebook.com/youngecoambassadors. Para sa iba pang impormasyon, makipag-ugnayan kay Pearl De Patilio sa 0917-931-5674. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Green League, Young Southeast Asia Leaders Initiative, U.S. Department of State at Zero Sachet PH. Sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Radio Oble, at your service!
Nagbabalik ang Radio Ble at your service. Ang programang ito ay dala sa inyo ng DZUP 1602 at ng Office of the Vice Chancellor for Community Affairs. Muli ako po si Faith Navarro at kasama po natin ang UP Bike Share members na sina Andre Gutierrez at Sara Yangko. So, Andre and Sara, ano ba yung mga events na isinagawa ng UP Bike Shares lately?
This year, we had two events nung January at saka nung April. Mm-hmm. So, nung January, yung Trip Lakbay to Love. Mm-hmm. Ito yung green carpet premiere of the movie Lakbay to Love starring Solen Yusaf and Dennis Trillo.
Bakit siya naging green carpet event?
It was held in the amphitheater of Quezon Hall. Mm-hmm.
So, kung hindi pa kayo nakapunta doon yung mga nakikinig sa atin, open field po yun. At sa grass po nanood yung mga tao. Mm-hmm. Kaya it's a green carpet event.
And people were able to picnic. And a lot of people, surprisingly, went to the event na naka-bike. Because mm-hmm. we started the program before the movie screening with a bike ride with Solen and Dennis mm-hmm. leading it around the ACAD Oval. So a lot of it got a lot of people, especially bikers na rin, and fans excited. Mm-hmm. So it encouraged a lot to bike from their homes to Quezon Hall mm-hmm. also.
Pero nakita niyo ba yung demographics kung sino yung mga sumama dito sa Lakbay to Love event?
Mga 1,000 attendees yung nakapunta sa event namin mm-hmm. and may cyclists and even UP students kasi wow. yung event na yun parang chill siya eh. Yung mm-hmm. may movie screening na, may music pa, tas may nagpa-raffle pa kami ng bikes.
Wow! So, paano nyo ba nakukuha yung mga sponsors nyo for UP Bike Share?
So, yung members of the team, we do marketing, mm-hmm. trying to find companies who share, who believe in our purpose. And mm-hmm. ayun, we got to network with, yung nag-sponsor ng bike is Megaline Vipers. And yung production ng movie is from Erasto mm-hmm. Films. Mm-hmm. So, we really got a lot of help from experts from their fields.
Mm-hmm. So, kung meron mga nakikinig sa atin na interesado mag-sponsor sa inyo, paano ba kayo marireach?
Well, you can, a lot of our interested sponsors, mm-hmm. which is why we keep on promoting the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. That's where we get people, especially yung mga small groups lang who want to show support or mm-hmm. help. You can message us there immediately and then we'll give you the contact information so you can send your proposals to us or if you want to find ways on how you can support or help UP Bike Share through our events and our system na rin.
Mm-hmm. At meron kaming nabalitaan na lately nagkaroon kayo ng biking event mm-hmm. para sa Earth Day. Pwede nyo ba kaming kwentuhan ng kaunti tungkol
Sige.
Dito?
Noong April 24, nagkaroon ng Sabay Lakbay. Yun ay celebration ng Earth Day. So, mm-hmm. ang naging theme ng whole Sunday yun is to have a bike event. So, mm-hmm. meron kaming bike ride. Nagsimula ito ng 7 a.m. Mula UP, pumunta kami sa Ninoy Aquino Parks and Wildlife. Mm-hmm. Tapos, pumunta to sa Balara Filters Park mm-hmm. at bumalik sa UP. So, in total, mga 15 kilometers to. Mga around 200 cyclists ang nakasama. Wow. So, mm-hmm. mga different groups. Yung iba daw, nagbabike from office to their house. Yung iba naman, taga-UP student partners namin.
Mm-hmm. So, meron na ba kayo narinig ng mga testimonies na pinagpalit na nila yung dati nilang mode of transportation into biking?
Actually, nung nag-rest stop kami sa Balara, nag-interview kami ng mga participants namin. At sabi nga nila na mas madali yung ginawa nilang transition from commuting mm-hmm. to biking. So, from their house, they bike to work and mga 30 minutes lang nasa office na sila.
Oh, to work.
Oo.
Mm-hmm. So, hindi ba nila naisip minsan, di ba, minsan mainit mm-hmm. o kaya hassle kasi may mga sasakyan ka rin kasabay sa road. Ano yung nakapagpalit sa isip nila? Nakapagpaiba sa isip nila para magbike na lang kahit na marami pang challenges sa pagbabike?
First, mas mura daw.
Mm-hmm.
Second, na-experience, ibang experience, parang naging fun na rin para sa kanila. Mm-hmm. Third, exercise. Mm-hmm. So, yun, kahit daw nakakapagod and nakakapawis, may dala na lang silang damit.
Pampalit yeah. pagdating sa work or sa school. So, after these events, ano pa ba yung iba nyo pang na-observe na pagbabago dito sa mga umattend ng event nyo? Or maybe, tumaas ba yung awareness? Paano nyo ba nag-gauge yung awareness sa biking?
Actually, yung bike ride, meron din nangyari yon sa labas ng UP. Meron din kaming bike lessons. Mm-hmm. For the first time, marami kasing nagtatanong sa amin sa Facebook. Pag naririnig nila yung bike share, pwede ba kayong magturo ng magbike?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi marami rin palang hindi pa marunong. So, nagkaroon kami ng bike lessons with our partner Gear Heroes mm-hmm. during sa Bailakbay. So, mga 100 people ang natutong magbike.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So, may helmet kami, may safety tips. Mm-hmm. Tapos, mga 1 hour silang nagpa-practice. Pero yung iba, successful naman.
Mabilis lang matuto.
Yung balance daw yung tricky eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, ang objective talaga namin is to raise awareness and to encourage people to bike.
Mm-hmm.
So, hindi naman yung super athletic biking, but more of considering it as an option
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
for short distances.
Itong ginagawa niyo na pagtuturo kung paano magbike, kasi meron pa palang mga hindi marunong magbike, no? At gano'n siya kadalas? Saka saan niyo siya ginagawa?
First time namin, no? Noong April 24, pinag-aaralan pa namin kung kailan yung next. Pero yung feedback na nakuha namin sa mga nag-participate ay good. Kaya inisip namin continue pa siya. So, abangan mm-hmm. na lang po nyo kung kailan yung next bike lessons
mm-hmm.
para magamit nyo rin ang UP Bike Share Bikes.
Mm-hmm. At meron din kaming nabalitaan na umiikot rin kayo sa universities tapos nag-stopover kayo sa mga museums. Kailan ba yun nangyari? Nangyari ba yun? Guni-guni lang namin.
We have friends from different cycling groups such mm-hmm. as Firefly Brigade.
Mm-hmm.
So, sila yung talaga nagsa-cycle every mm-hmm. weekend. And they invite us to their event. So, mm-hmm. we support their events. And yeah, it's their event. So, sana when we grow bigger, mm-hmm. we can have UP students also do the same.
Mm-hmm. So, that museum hop event is actually organized by Firefly, but then BikeShare also participated in it through attending then.
Mm-hmm. At ano naman yung naging role ng United Architects of the Philippines para sa UP BikeShare?
So the United Architects of the Philippines, they organized a fun run,
mm-hmm.
run with the architects or run for the architects. Basically, simple fun run lang siya. 3 kilometers, 5 kilometers, and 10 kilometers. And the end goal was to get enough participants to join. And then, a percent of the proceeds will go to procurement of new bicycles,
mm-hmm.
which were given to us on that day.
So, mga ilang bicycles?
About 5. About mm-hmm. 5. I'm not sure with the exact number.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
then, around that number. Mm. Of bikes.
Mm. Maliban pa sa mga bikes, syempre, yung biking, naisip lang natin, yung bikes yung kailangan natin na tool. Pero, kung may nakikinig sa atin ngayon, officials ng UP dahil Radio Blit at your service mm-hmm. naman ito, ano ba sa tingin nyo yung mga serbisyo na pwede pang ibigay, pwede maging tulong ng University of the Philippines administration sa organizations nyo?
Right now, UP Bike Share is coordinating with ODPI, yung mm-hmm. Office of Planning Initiatives in UP. So, right now, during our meetings, we're proposing to have the infrastructure. So, mm-hmm. basically, yung bike stations na hindi lang bike racks na out in the open, yung mm-hmm. naiinitan yung bike, mm-hmm. tapos nauulanan. Something more sustainable and sturdy.
Meron ba kayo na-envision na itong station na to?
We have designs already in mind. We already have drawings in mind from the team.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we still need to collaborate with ODPI and UP admin para lang we're all on the same page regarding putting up these bike stations. So we're also determining right now in our research team the ideal locations din.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of practicality din naman, hindi naman lahat kailangan tayuan ng sariling shed. Kasi there are places and buildings in UP na pwede na may shed already, na may open space, na pwede rin gawing parking ng bike. So, for those cases, pwede lang din siyang i-install, kumbaga sa wall, and people can park their bikes there din.
So, ano ba yung mga target buildings nyo ngayon na magkaroon ng, ano bang tawag dito? Stations?
Bike stations, bike sheds, bike racks. Actually, they're different types eh.
Mm.
So, generally, lahat ng pinupuntahan ng students for GEs kasi yun yung pinaka-crowded. So, automatically, we have the big buildings like AS and Melchor, Math, Physics, yung sciences.
Pinaka-populated.
So, we start with the most populated ones then.
Mm-hmm.
And then, aside from the academic buildings, yung mga buildings na for services then, for example, SC, Main Lab. So, we start with what students prioritize the most. We already conducted a survey then surveying about 500 students in UP. And yung projections namin on the ideal bike stations almost matched na rin with where they wanted their bike stations to be. And then some unique ones na rin.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have to retrofit kung saan yung mga ideal stations na yun.
Mm-hmm. Dahil sa mga nakikinig sa atin, kasama natin ang UP Bike Share, si Andre Gutierrez at Sara Yangko, mga members. Ilang taon na kayong members ng UP Bike Share pala? Dahil bago pa lang tong org na to, pagkasimula pa lang nandun na kayo agad or na-recruit na rin din?
Ako wala pang 1 year din.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm a relatively new member.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ako rin. Na-invite ako mga December to help out with the PR events.
Mm-hmm. Para sa akin, third time yun na dito. Pero para sa akin, napaka-ingenious talaga ng UP Bike Share. Kaya madaling lumubog dun sa trabaho ng UP Bike Share. Well, anyway, dahil nandito na rin naman kayo, after the break, mangingi kami ng some tips kung paano nga ba mag-bike safely sa lalo na sa loob ng campus. Sa pagbabalik ng Radio Oble at your service sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang po tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Negosyante ka bang maraming gustong malaman sa takbo ng industriya?
Empleyado na maraming tanong sa mga karapatan mo?
O di kaya'y manggagawa na nais malaman ng iba't ibang relasyon sa mundo ng paggawa?
Pwes, ito ang programang para sa'yo. Solaire On Air, silip sa mundo ng paggawa. Ihahatid sa inyo ng UP School of Labor and Industrial Relations at ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Traffic? Uy, pero makakadaan pa ako.
Mas onti ang usok, mas masaya ang biyahe. Ang bilis na ng biyahe, nakakapag-exercise pa ako.
Kung malapit lang ang pupuntahan, pagbibisikleta ay subukan. Mabuti na sa kalusugan, makakatulong ka pa sa kalikasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ang daddy ko ang favorite kong superhero. Kasing bilis siya ni Superman. Para siyang si Incredible Hulk kung sumuntok at sumipa. Hulk smash! Gabi-gabi, pagkagaling niya sa trabaho, naglalaban sila ni Mama. Lagi nga siyang nananalo eh. Paglaki ko, gusto kong maging kasing lakas din ako ni daddy.
Ano man ang ginagawa ng matanda, kadalas ay ginagaya ng bata. Itigil ang domestic violence. Tumawag sa Women and Children Protection Center sa 410-3213. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Radyo Oble, at your service.
Pangatlong segment na po natin dito sa Radyo Oble at your service. Ako pa rin po ang kasama nyo para sa tanghaling ito, si Faith Navarro. At syempre, ang UP Bike Share. Ang mga miyembro nito, sina Sara Yanko at Andre Gutierrez. Kanina, nag-promise tayo sa mga nakikinig sa atin na bibigyan natin sila ng konting tips tungkol sa biking. Ano ba ang number one rule sa biking?
Well, even though you see a lot of people biking in UP, syempre, yung number one rule is wearing your helmet always.
Record pala yun. Akala ka sa motor lang yun. Ano klaseng helmet?
Especially, yung regular bike helmet nyo, especially dito sa UP Diliman, mm-hmm. na marami kang kasabay na kotse, mm-hmm. It's very important for you to be in proper gear talaga. And kanina you were saying na mas importante siya sa motor, which is true kasi mas mabilis ang motor. Mm-hmm. Pero if you think about it, when you look at the bikes, mas manipis ang bike, less stable compared mm-hmm. to your motorcycle. So all the more we need to take precaution talaga. And wala ring mirrors sa likod, mm-hmm. yung bikes, which is...
Dapat ba meron?
Wala. Pwede ba? Which is, sana. So you could see, lalo na pag kasabay sa road, maraming kasabay sa road, I think it's nice to have mirrors din sa likod para makita mo yung kasabay niya sa likod. So yun, you're very vulnerable talaga.
Dahil napag-usapan na natin na, ba't hindi natin lagyan ng mirrors yung bikes natin? Ano ba yung mga basic accessories ng isang bike? Kasi madami tayong binibili, di ba? Ano ba yung pinakakailangan natin?
Right now, yung basic na kailangan nyo is yung basic repair kit. So, yung pump for your wheels and your tools para maayos yung mga gears and yung chain for the bike. Right now, With the bike share system, we have maintenance every week. So, pero we outsource that right now. Mm-hmm. But then what bike share is focusing on, especially with our members, is dapat marunong din kami
magayos ng bike.
Mm-hmm. Mag-maintain. Also the users na rin. Mm-hmm. So in case anything goes wrong, we know how to fix it.
So nagko-conduct kayo ng workshops sa pag-maintain ng bikes?
Not yet. But right now, that's what we want to give importance to rin. Kasi at first, it's the safety, how to use the bike. Mm-hmm. Pero right now, what we're transitioning to is also including how to maintain the mm-hmm. bike din.
So itong UP Bike Share, ang mga members ay students from the University of the Philippines. Tapos sinasabi nyo, ina-outsource nyo yung pag-aayos, pag-maintain ng bikes. Mm-hmm. So nagbabayad ba yung mga nagsasign up sa UP Bike Share para ma-maintain yung bikes?
Right now, it's through donations, mm-hmm. and our PR events din. Yung income-generating products ng UP Bike Share, mm-hmm. yung trip that... We also have the UP Bike Share shirts mm-hmm. that are on sale. You could check them out on Facebook then. So we're relying on all those small things right mm-hmm. now. We still have to siguro fix our system in generating proper money or income for the maintenance mm-hmm. na rin, para more stable siya.
Pagdating ba sa biking, meron bang proper clothing? O kahit ano, okay lang. As in, Koreana dress. Pwede na yun.
Siguro nothing flowy. Yeah. Kasi nothing we don't...
Makasumabit.
Mm-hmm. Yun lang yung biggest problem naman mm-hmm. talaga. Yeah.
Yung iba, some people would prefer pants. Mm-hmm. Some people would prefer shorts. Pero super important yung proper footwear. Mm-hmm. Kasi
yes.
magpe-pedal and baka sumabit.
Yeah. So, sa driving, meron tayong sinasabing defensive driving. Pagdating ba sa biking, meron bang gantong... May ma-equate ba tayo na defensive biking?
Siguro more on being aware with your surroundings mm-hmm. talaga. And as I've mentioned in UP, siguro the safest place na is around the academic oval kasi mm-hmm. we have your biking and jogging lane mm-hmm. which can be a problem also kasi may kasabay ka ring tao.
Pero originally, di ba, bike lane naman talaga
yes,
yun?
Yes, well, that's what it says mm-hmm. on the, sa naka-paint. Mm-hmm. But then, yun nga, joggers saw opportunity rin, which mm-hmm. isn't bad yun. But mm-hmm. then, the bikers and joggers have to take precaution na rin and have to be aware na may kasabay silang ibang speed. Mm-hmm. And with regards to pagkasabay naman sa road with motorized vehicles, it's important then to know kung saan ka pupuesto, mm-hmm. especially when turning. Kasi a lot of bikers, especially first time, usually iikot sa inner radius kapag mm-hmm. sasabay sa car. Eh usually, yung danger or hazard dun is baka maipit mm-hmm. yung biker mm-hmm. at mabangga sa car. So, ideally, what we're teaching our users in the road safety seminar is yun, especially when turning sa outer radius dapat mm-hmm. para in case nabitin yung turn ng car at least makakapag-adjust yung biker ng mas malayo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the important things we tell them then.
Kasi ang sabi niyo, 'di ba? Cut. So, sabi niyo kasi kanina, pinapahiram niyo yung bikes niyo. Ngayon, importante na maprotektahan natin yung bikers, pero yes, importante rin maprotektahan natin yung bikes natin. So, paano ba nababalik sa inyo yung bikes ng UP Bike Share?
So, at the end of every week, that's every Friday,
mm-hmm.
We encourage our users to already return it to our main station. That's the math building. Mm-hmm. Kasi yun yung may pinakamalaking bike rack. Mm-hmm. And yung mga poste na rin that serves as extra pang-lock mm-hmm. sa bikes. So that's where all the bikes go at the start and end of the week. And the rest na valid naman if they aren't able to return it, especially kung hindi naman sila gumagamit that day.
Mm-hmm.
We go around the dorms and all the other bike racks and stations around UP to bike back mm-hmm. to math.
Pero hindi ba may locks ang bikes ng UP Bike Share?
Yes.
So, paano natin yun nalalaman?
We provide locks and the codes are secret and given to the users. So, mm-hmm. meron rin kaming checks, may number yung each bike. So, mm-hmm. we are able to track which users are using what bikes and kung ano yung bikes na nasa station na mm-hmm. or nawawala.
So, paano nyo tinatrack yung bikes nyo? Meron ba kayong ginagamit na technology o talagang lalakarin nyo, magdadrive kayo papunta dito sa mga colleges na to?
Yun actually ang ginagawa namin so far is to manually check around UP kung saan yung mga bikes. Tapos ibabike namin pabalik sa math building.
Exercise.
Yes. Yes. So, our dream is to have the proper technology. Sana GPS mm-hmm. or tracking para mas madali and easier for everyone.
Mm-hmm. It's something the research team is focusing, the research and tech team mm-hmm. is focusing on in UP Bike Share. What a lot of people know about UP Bike Share is, yun nga, we are a bike sharing system. We lend out bikes, mm-hmm. then they lock it. But then, of course, that's only phase one.
Mm-hmm.
Being forward thinkers in UP Bike Share, we have a goal na eventually it's gonna be something more sustainable and convenient, which is why our tech and research team is working on developing a system na the technology will be in the bike already. So we don't have to experience, mm-hmm. you know, manually
looking
going
for
to
manual
each
labor.
Bike.
Yeah.
We have to make things easier, syempre, mm-hmm. for both the team and the users as well.
Mm-hmm. Nakikipag-partner ba kayo sa mga colleges or other organizations para ma-achieve niyo yung mga goals niyo katulad na lang nitong technology para sa tracking ng bikes niyo?
Since we have students from EEE, members from EEE, so they have the knowledge about technology for a research team. But a lot of groups have been reaching out to us and trying to help how to make this better. So hopefully, by next year, we can have a more solid output from our research.
Mm-hmm. At, thank you very much dahil hanggang ngayon ay kasama pa rin namin kayo na nakikinig dito sa DZUP 1602 kasama ang UP Bike Share sa Radyo Oble at Your Service. Magbabalik pa rin po kami at marami pa po tayong pag-uusapan sa pagbabalik ng Radyo Oble at Your Service sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Yakan, Tausug, Bajaw, Ilanon, Jamamapun, Kalagan. Kilala mo ba sila?
Sila? Oo naman. Sila lang naman ang ilan sa mga kilalang Muslim tribes sa Pilipinas.
Ah, yun pala. Galing. Ngayon, alam ko na.
Tara, Magsalam Radyo na. Abangan at alamin ang makulay na kultura at musika, isyu at advokasya ng Islam. Hatid sa inyo ng UP Institute of Islamic Studies.
Ito ang natatanging programa para sa Muslim, Islam at iba pa.
Salam Radyo! Tuwing Martes, alauna hanggang alas 2 ng tanghali.
Dito sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Save the environment!
Yan ang madalas nilang sabihin. Pero paano ba yung gagawin?
Magtanim ka ng mga puno hanggang matapunan lahat ng mga bundok.
Mag-imbento ka ng renewable fuel. Ipatigil mo ang mining at logging sa buong mundo. Go!
Hindi kailangang bongga. Start small. Unplug. Tanggalin sa saksakan ang mga gadgets o appliances na hindi ginagamit. Ang matipid na paggamit ng kuryente ay pagtulong sa kalikasan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Yung bill niyo po sa kuryente.
Ano ba yan? Kararating lang ng bill ng tubig, kuryente naman ngayon. Sabi pa sa balita, magtataas ng singil sa kuryente. Kasalanan to ng gobyerno eh.
Ma, naiwanan niyo pong naka-on yung TV sa kwarto.
Eh kasi naman,
tsaka ma, umaapaw na po yung tubig sa banyo.
Kami nating gastusin.
Wala na ba tayong magagawa kung hindi ang manisi? Maging mapanuri sa sarili. Kung minsan, ang ugat ng problema ay nagsisimula sa atin.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Boss, swerving po kayo. Patingin na lang po lisensya, swerving po kayo eh.
Ano po sir? Hindi naman po violation yun ah.
Sir, madali lang naman yan. Mapag-uusapan naman yan sir eh.
Patingin po ng mission order nyo.
Ano po yun?
Diba doon nakasulat yung area of responsibility at oras ng duty nyo? Tapos kung pwede talaga kayong mag-issue ng ticket?
Lahat ng Manila Metropolitan Development Authority o MMDA enforcer ay may kanya-kanyang written mission order. Maaari itong hingin kung nais mag-report ng pangungutong. Labanan natin ang korupsyon.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Naalala mo ba ba nung bata ka?
Nanay, gusto ko po ng laruan!
Tay, basketball tayo!
Ma, kailangan ko po ng costume para sa school play.
Pa, patulong naman po sa homework.
Eh, ngayong matanda ka na.
Anak, patulong naman sa pag-akyat sa hagdan.
Nak, pakiabot naman yung salamin ko.
Anak, uwi ka naman.
Anak.
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 Sana ngayong sila ang nangangailangan, ikaw naman ang maging kaagapay nila. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Radyo Oble, at your service.
Huling segment na po natin dito sa Radyo Oble, at your service. Kasama niyo pa rin po ako, si Faith Navarro. At syempre, ang ating mga panauhin sa tanghaling ito mula sa UP Bike Share, sina Andre Gutierrez at Sara Yangko. Syempre po mga estudyante pa rin po sila ng Universidad ng Pilipinas. At kahit na sobrang busy dahil finals week nga, ay napagbigyan pa rin po nila tayo dito sa ating programa. At dahil doon, dahil pinagbigyan nila tayo, pagbigyan din po natin sila na mag-promote po ng mga darating nilang events.
Okay. Ang UP Bike Share, hindi lang kami nagpo-provide ng yung red bike sa university, kundi gumagawa din kami ng research para ma-develop tong bike sharing system. So right now, we're in coordination with University of Queensland and we're conducting a survey on the perception of bike sharing in UP Diliman. At kung tinatangkilik nyo kaming UP Bike Share, sana matulungan nyo kami sa pag-answer ng aming survey na kailangan namin ng 1,000 respondents. Mm.
Anyone from UP.
Yes, anyone from UP can answer it. And it will be about the bike sharing system.
Mm-hmm. Kailangan ay nag-sign up na sa bike share?
Not necessarily. Kahit sino sa UP pwedeng sumagot. And we've been promoting this on our Facebook page.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, sana matulungan niyo kami kasi kukonduct namin to right now and until the summer.
Mm-hmm. We really need a lot of respondents para fruitful yung maging results ng survey natin. Which is why we're, kahit na finals week, we hope you take time to download the survey and submit it through the emails written down in our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It would be a big help.
Mm-mm. Few minutes lang naman tong survey na to, no?
Mm-mm. Yes.
Mm. Tsaka walang grade.
Wala namang grade.
No pressure. Mm-hmm.
So regarding recruitment then, we've talked about opening the team to everyone in UP officially. So on this August, we'll be welcoming our first applicants already. So first, we'll actually be having our first SEM recruitment already next year. And we just want you to stay tuned again to the UP Bike Share page for announcements regarding recruitment. We encourage people of different fields.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, sabihin na ba natin, you don't really have to be a biker if you want to join, as long as you're passionate. Pero syempre, after the app process, sana naman you know how to bike. Because we have members din naman who share our advocacy, would like to give the service, but then hindi pa marunong magbike. But we're teaching them.
Actually, may members kami who learned how to bike while being part of UP Bike Share.
Wow, good.
So we just need people who are open to the idea and also open to working with us.
Mm-hmm.
Since we have a lot of projects and a lot of things we want to accomplish and give back to the university.
Mm-hmm. Dahil magiging student organization na kayo sa susunod na taon, hopefully.
Yes.
Paano naman yung mga gusto rin na magbigay ng service nila sa UP Bike Share na hindi naman na mga estudyante katulad ko at saka ni Gel na tech natin ngayon? Paano naman kami makakatulong sa inyo?
Okay. Meron kaming mga events. Sana in the future ay supportahan nyo. Siguro ay uulitin namin ang bike ride event around the city. Yung nagba-bike rentals din kami. So, sa mga interested na who love biking or interested in biking, you can continue to support us or invite us to your projects in which involve transportation.
Mm-hmm. Meron pa ba?
One last thing also, UP Bike Share is planning to organize a freshie tour. But then, of course, we'll do it bike share style. Na this is a tour on bikes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be inviting interested incoming freshmen to tour the whole campus.
Kahit hindi marunong.
Siguro dapat marunong. To avoid
one,
accidents.
Yes. For this one, kailangan marunong na kayo magbike. But then, if you're interested to help us out also with the freshie tour we're organizing, don't hesitate to message us also on Facebook regarding this.
Mm-hmm. Alright. At itong mga pinag-usapan natin, halos isang oras na tayo nag-uusap, puro UP Bike Share, napakaseryoso naman pala ng mga trabaho ng mga estudyante ito. Nag-aaral na, nagtatrabaho pa. Pero ano ba yung mga personal favorite memories nyo sa pagbuo nitong UP Bike Share? Meron bang anything interesting about UP Bike Share? Other than work. Ano pa kaya yung
masaya? Or baka ang nerds natin.
Ang dami namin ginagawa.
Ano pa bang mga ginagawa niyo yung hindi pa namin alam? Kasi baka iniisip namin, masyadong magaang naman pala yung UP Bike Share. Sali ako dyan. Ano ba yung mga pwedeng pang, ano pa ba yung mga hindi natin napag-usapan ngayon na behind the scenes, ito yung ginagawa ng members ng organization ninyo?
I think we've already mentioned it na we, medyo all around work yung UP Bike Share. So there's the face, which is yung biking talaga. Mm-hmm. Biking, providing the service, the maintenance. I'm talking about the team, ha? Not the users. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, operations side. And then, of course, we have our PR events, like what Sarah's mentioned, Sabay Lakbay mm-hmm. and Trip. So, if you're into event organizing, you can help us out there.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the technology and research team. Mm-hmm. So, if you're into programming or would like to help, or into doing research and would like to contribute,
mm-hmm.
you can help us out there also. And, yun, publicity din. You can help us out through... right now kasi we need members of all of different types kasi mm-hmm. yun nga a lot of us are graduating already, which is why we're trying to implement continuity and influence a lot of our hopefully new quality members mm-hmm. to help us out in our advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So medyo heavy pakinggan yung marami yeah. namin pinagagagawa. Pero behind the scenes what we do is we have meetings and we do work over food and just talk and chill. So we're like every other UP student who wants to create something meaningful mm-hmm. but also have fun at the same time.
So yung mga sinabi ni Andre, siya sinabi ni Sarah, it only shows na kailangan nila ng mga estudyante both from the arts and the sciences.
Yes.
Tama ba? Mm-hmm. At anybody na gusto niyong batiin dahil meron pa tayong kaunti oras. Hello, wow. UP Bike Share. Go lang.
May list ka ba, Sarah?
So, will we greet all the members?
Okay.
Well, let's greet the core.
Sige.
Yeah. Hi, Miggy. Hi, Elmo.
Hi, Ryan. Hi, other Miggy.
Dalawa kasi yung Miggy.
Yeah, hi, Waverly.
Okay. So, maraming salamat sa inyo, UP Bike Share. Kung gusto niyo pong makita ang kanilang ang information tungkol sa UP Bike Share, punta lang po kayo sa Facebook page nila or i-share din po ng DZUP ang kanilang publicity materials at pwede po kayong pumunta sa DZUP Facebook page para din makita itong mga pubmeds nila. Maraming salamat ulit, Sarah. Maraming salamat, Andre. Salamat sa isang oras na pagsama sa amin dito sa Radio Ble at your service sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Maraming salamat sa isang tanghaling puno ng diskusyon ng mga serbisyong pangkomunidad mula sa Universidad ng Pilipinas para sa Universidad ng Pilipinas, kasamang UP Office of the Vice Chancellor for Community Affairs at DZUP 1602, kasali ka sa Radyo Ble at your service.